Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So here we are, almost at the end of the pandemic. A lot of things have opened up. But, you know, a lot of my patients are still having a lot of social anxiety. And, you know, since the beginning of 2020, whenever we turn on the TV, listen to the radio, we're bombarded with a lot of COVID-19 information. And a lot of my patients have suffered. They might have suffered from social anxiety before, but certainly, you know, things opening up now might be also causing a lot of patients with social anxiety. So some signs and symptoms of anxiety would be things like feeling nervous and irritable on an edge, having a sense of danger or panic, an increased heart rate, breathing rapidly, feeling tired or weak, difficulty concentrating, trouble sleeping, experiencing gastrointestinal problems. So these are a lot of the things that I was dealing with during COVID. But certainly now that things are opening up, sometimes people don't necessarily just snap back instantly to go back to, you know, daily life. So I wanted to talk about some tips to get ready to face society again. So one of the things I've really been focusing on with patients is really to get outside of the house every day, go for a walk, go to the pharmacy, do some groceries. A lot of patients have been doing store pickup, so it's really time to kind of start getting out and doing some of your own grocery shopping again. Obviously, you know, especially for those patients who have been, you know, double vaccinated, this is a little bit safer to do right now. Some of our workplaces are asking people to come back to the office again. So, you know, if you're concerned about that, really maybe go ahead of everybody else and get comfortable, walk around, just gain a comfort level again to the routine. And you want to start socializing a little bit more, whether it's on the phone. We've been doing a lot of video calls, but really maybe starting to socialize with people one person at a time. Obviously, still taking precautions with masks and those kinds of things, but really starting off slow. So a couple of coping strategies to help reduce anxiety are things like exercise. We've been focusing on exercise all through the pandemic, but really maintaining that exercise because of the benefits to reduce anxiety, improve sleep, help reduce tension, and boost our overall mood. And I've really been helping patients with meditation and mindfulness, doing deep breathing exercises, visualizing, even a gratitude journal can be really helpful. And of course, naturopathically, we always focus on things like supplements and natural therapies, and this can include things like acupuncture, herbs, and homeopathy to really help with the adrenals and natural supplements, what we call adaptogens, to really help you cope, reduce depression, and help with sleep. So if people are having some issues with social anxiety, they can give me a call and they want to get some more information, and they give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And the contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca, and that's for the whole team. Well, that's a lot of really solid, good information, and we're all going through this together. And if you have anxiety, and if you want to get some tips from Dr. Betty, just give her a call at 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation for 15 minutes is yours, so it just will take your time, and at the end, you'll breathe easier. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.